Hi, this is Francesca from Oroville Radio, and today we speak about nonviolent communication with Laura Joy, who is the manager of the College Guest House, as well as an NVC teacher, nonviolent communication teacher. So, Laura, would you like to tell us what nonviolent communication is and why do we need it so badly today?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. What is nonviolent communication, also known as NVC? I think there are many versions of answers that I can give you. For me, NVC can either be seen as a tool for communication, so there are very clear steps or distinctions that we can make in how we communicate and how we want to get our message across or to how to listen to another person. But for me, much deeper than it being a tool, it's also a consciousness or a way of life or a spiritual practice. It's a path of nonviolence. And so for me, that's a much deeper way of looking at NVC, and definitely it's had that quality of impact on my life more than just being a tool. It's not something that I use and throw away or can learn in a weekend and intellectualize. It's something much deeper.
So, and can you give us some hints on what NVC is? How do we practice it, or what is it based on?
So NVC, nonviolent communication, is based on the philosophy of nonviolence, and based on the philosophy also of self-responsibility and self-empowerment. It's based on the fact that, or on the understanding that we all have needs, that they are universal human needs for love or connection or understanding or self-expression or health, and that as human beings we all have this. And when we can connect to our needs instead of judgments or projections or diagnoses of a particular situation, it is more empowering and more connecting. We're able to see really what's going on for me. So I'm able to have self-compassion or self-nonviolence. And I'm also able to connect to the other and have compassion for what's going on in the other instead of hearing their judgments or instead of taking their judgments personally.
So it's about focusing on the needs rather than judging a situation.
Exactly. Well, it's about focusing on the needs. It's about translating our judgments. It's not, I don't want to have the judgment that I shouldn't have judgments anymore. As human beings, we have judgments all the time, and some of them are life-serving. If I say that an orange is healthier than French fries, that's my judgment. It's my opinion. But it's life-serving. It contributes to my need for health. So if I can see what the needs are behind whatever my opinions or my judgments are, then I'm able to move forward, especially in a situation of conflict. I'm able to move forward to how to get these needs met, how to transform the conflict into actually some life-serving connection between me and another person.
And when you have an argument with someone, so how do you do?
So there are different choices. What I really enjoy about NVC is that it gives a lot of clarity on what my choices are and how to receive another or how to respond, because communication is both about listening and speaking, so listening and sharing what's alive for me. So there are two possibilities, and we have what we call a nonviolent communication dance. So the two possibilities are, one is that I actually try to understand the other behind his or her judgments, what really is going on, how is he or she feeling, and what is he or she needing. If I'm able to stay present, I can hear what's going on for the other. And I also want to check in with myself, because I might have judgments about either how I'm behaving or about how that person's behaving or about the situation in general, the government, the environment, the whatever. And so I attempt to understand their needs and to understand my needs. And organically, through that dance, we come to a space of strategies or requests for each other or for ourselves for how to move forward.
And what if the other person doesn't know about NVC and respond to you in a maybe aggressive way or just expressing very empathetically their feelings? Mm. How do you cope with that?
Mm. So I love that question. Because nonviolent communication is not about convincing everybody or converting everybody to be using nonviolent communication or even to know what it is. To practice this and to live this path of nonviolence, it only takes one person. because it is like a spiritual path or a way of life, it is my self-commitment to live this way. And if I were to say, Francesca, you have to speak to me this way, that's violent. I'm demanding that you do something, and I'm not fully accepting you the way you are. So nonviolent communication is really about allowing people to be who they are.
And what about if they're doing something wrong?
Yeah, so another great question. We don't have anything that's called wrong or right. Things just are, and we try to understand the needs behind it. We have compassion and understanding for every behavior, and we understand the needs behind it. Now, if I am in pain by your behavior, that my judgment might say is wrong, but when I translate it with nonviolent communication consciousness, I can try to connect to what need you are meeting. And let's say I am in pain by your behavior, then I want to express myself. Because nonviolent communication is about honesty and authenticity. It's not about being polite or hiding my emotions. So I could be really angry by something that you did. You triggered some need in me that's really unmet. I will express that to you. Now, when
do you express it verbally?
Yes. When I express it, well, I have choices, but let's say I choose to express it verbally. I want to take self-responsibility. These are my feelings. You have done something that has triggered some feelings in me, but it's not your responsibility to be different. You are allowed to be absolutely the way you are. And yet, how do I empower myself to say, hey, Francesca, that was not cool for me. I'm in a lot of pain or anger or frustration, whatever it might be. When I remember this action that you did, or when I see how you're behaving, or when I remember what you said, but I take responsibility for it, that this is my feeling and this is my need. And what can I do, or what can I ask you to do so that we can work through it? But it's not about having you be different, or it's not about judging your behavior. And if I do, I work on translating that. So then you asked, is it about expressing it verbally? Oftentimes, I want to do my own work, because it's like a spiritual practice, that if I have not processed my reaction to your behavior, my anger or my pain, if I have not processed it, it's very likely that I could use the most beautiful words or the most perfect words, the most well-educated words, and you are still going to receive violence.
But at the same time, don't they say that it's also good to express your anger? Because if you keep it in yourself, you know, they say, for example, that cancer might be related to non-expressed feelings.
So I would really hope that nobody hears that I am discouraging that you express your anger. Absolutely. We have all kinds of exercises and practice group sessions where you get to express your anger. And what we look at with NVC is, what choices am I making and how are they contributing to life? So if I'm angry with you, Francesca, and I express my anger in a particular way, supposing you receive it very badly, and supposing we don't speak for 3 years because of the way I express my anger. Now, for me, that's not taking responsibility. That's projecting my crap onto you. So how do I really receive my anger and maybe deal with it myself? I might decide to express it to you, but in a way that I am trusting contributes to life and not to separation. So if I have anger, I might give myself self-empathy, or I might call up another friend to ask me to help, to ask him or her to help me process through it. But again, they're my needs. Even though you stimulated it, it's my needs and it's my responsibility to take care of my anger. It's not yours. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely not about suppressing it. I fully resonate with you. Yeah, I do believe it contributes to ill health and depression. And
well, so I think it's very interesting. And if we would like to know more, there are a couple of choices. Every week you have a workshop, am I right?
Yeah, so I have a practice group every week, every Thursdays at College Guesthouse in my house from 4:30 to 7. I don't necessarily teach NVC, but we practice. And through practicing, there are teaching moments, of course. Mm-hmm. Everybody is welcome. It's an open practice group. There are also some practice groups happening in Sadhana Forest with Jason. You can get in touch with him for those details. And every once in a while as well, I have introductory workshops.
There's one in Pondicherry.
Yeah, so something that I'm really excited about that I've been working for months is there is an Indian NGO, NVC NGO in India, and we are putting on, which I belong to, and we are putting on an international convention in Pondicherry from February 13th to 19th.
Is that open to everybody?
Yeah, it's open to everybody. If you would like to participate, there is you do need to register. And you can always contact me if you want that information. And yeah, we're going to have about 10 different international trainers from all over the world and 100 participants from all over India and the world.
That's very interesting. Laura Joy, thank you very much.
Yeah,
this
thank
is
you,
Francesca from Oroville Radio.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.